Tantal Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents An Artless Demise by Anna Lee Huber. Narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. So full of artless jealousy is guilt, it spills itself in fearing to be spilt. William Shakespeare. November 5th, 1831. London, England. I don't know whether to laugh or feel sorry for the poor fellow, for all his tailored clothing and the jaunty angle of his hat, which refused to stay on his head properly, he was in a ragged state. A straggly tuft of hair flopped over one eye, and his arms dangled limply at his sides, hindering rather than assisting the pair of footmen who struggled between them to guide him into his place. With one last grunt of effort from the servants, he was hoisted into position to stare down at us with unseeing eyes. A crooked grin stretched across his face. I wasn't sure I wouldn't rather his expression have been more fierce. Gnashing teeth or a disapproving scowl would surely be more appropriate. "I say now, he looks much too jolly to torch," my brother Trevor remarked beside me, echoing my sentiments. One of the footmen ascended a small stepladder before being handed a bottle of brandy from the butler. He reached up over the lip of the raised serving bowl to douse the enormous oval of dried plum pudding at its centre, and then proceeded to pour a liberal amount of the liquor down the wooden stake stabbed into the dessert's middle, on which the smiling effigy had been mounted. The caramel liquid trickled down over the entire concoction to form a lake in the bottom of the crystal dish.